Right now, Auckland-based e-waste recovery startup Mint Innovation has been recognised by the World Economic Forum as one of the 100 most promising technology pioneers of 2022. The company specialises in taking your old technology and rebirthing it, perhaps as a piece of jewellery or even a new device. The founder of Mint is Will Barker. He's going to join us shortly. And just a reminder too, if you're keen on hearing or knowing what's coming up in the show the week before, we send out a newsletter every Friday afternoon, and it talks about what interviews are coming up the following week, so you can put them in your diary or make sure that you don't miss out on them. If you want to go on our mailing list, it's very easy. Just head to the website rnz.co.nz/Jesse. And if you go to the bottom of that page, you can put your email address in this little form there, and we will add you to the hundreds of other New Zealanders, actually probably thousands now, who get that newsletter on a Friday afternoon and probably don't actually plan their lives around it. Okay, back to Mint and founder Will Barker, who joins me now. Hi there, Will.
Hi, Jesse.
So big congratulations to you. When did you find out that you're on this list of the 100 most promising technology pioneers of the year?
Yeah, we actually found out a little bit of a while ago, but it was all embargoes, all secret stuff until it was announced last week. But no, it's super exciting for us.
Well, I mean, what does it mean? And I guess, like, what sort of company are you in?
Yeah, so Mint Innovation, we're kind of an early stage technology company. We've developed a really cool technology that's going to be assisting with decarbonising all sorts of dirty industries around the world. Building companies like that from New Zealand is challenging. And so kind of getting that global recognition from the World Economic Forum enables us to tell our story to a lot more people, which is helps with investment, helps with customers, it helps us just get our profile up there and talk to more people.
How does it work?
How does it work? So World Economic Forum obviously interested in developing economic success stories. They're particularly interested in future of low carbon technologies. So we applied as a startup company to become part of their cohort, the 2022 cohort, where we run networking opportunities, and they assist us with workshops to assist us in growth. And they like what they saw, and we get awarded along with a bunch of other companies around the world to become part of the cohort.
And how does your organisation work? How does your service
work? How does Mint work? So we're a technology. We developed a biological process to recover gold from printed circuit boards. So we use old electronic waste. We use microbes to capture those metals and basically produce pure metals from circuit boards. Cool.
You're very cool. Yeah. So can you explain that to us? How does that work?
Sure. So printed circuit boards from cell phones, from laptops, end of life IP. Cell phones last what, 2 years these days, less than 2 years these days. So once they're no longer usable, they typically end up in landfill, and they contain all these nasties that end up in polluting the earth. Instead, we think, right, there's value in that cell phone. So instead of putting it in landfill, you give it to us. And we've got this cool process where you're able to essentially selectively recover the really interesting metals, the gold, the palladium, the copper, and recover them using a biological process to turn them into pure metals. And we've been scaling this process for a number of years now. We're actually now at the commercial end of our journey and building our first commercial plant in Sydney. So taking all of Sydney's e-waste and recovering all of those metals. But our long-term ambition is to build these plants everywhere in the world, recover waste, value from waste everywhere in the world.
And I'm sure the process is secret and part of what makes you different, but can you explain to us how a microbe would actually recover metals like that?
Yes, sort of. I can. So microbes actually... They do all sorts of clever stuff. Microbes produce ethanol, bioethanol, biofuels, that sort of thing. But one of the kind of key things they're looking to do is from an evolutionary perspective, is they want to put life finds away. It's in Jurassic Park. So what they do when they're in metal-rich environments, which are typically toxic environments, quite often they'll kind of suck up the toxic metal. And in doing that, they inadvertently concentrate it. So all we're doing is exploiting something that they've been doing for billions of years to detoxify their own environments. So we effectively use them as a sponge to recover the metals of interest. So we're poisoning them with a metal that we want them to collect, and then we recover them and then set fire to them to get the gold out.
And you talked about scaling it. How big can this get?
We can build these plants. So the whole kind of, I guess, the technology that we've developed is intended to be low cost and fully flexible to be built in every city where there's a waste stream. So the challenge with urban spread is you get cities all over the world, and we just, as a human race, we've got a terrible habit of throwing away all these valuable metals. They're either going into landfill or they're being shipped off to somewhere where they're destroying even more life and the environment. So we're taking these plants to the waste stream. So instead of sending the waste to the plant, you send the plant to the waste stream, and we're able to recover that value. So we can build them everywhere where computers are being thrown away, everywhere where laptops are being thrown away. And we've got the ambition to build these over the next 5-10 years, build 50, 100 of these plants in every city around the world.
Incredible. And I guess these metals we're talking about, gold, copper, platinum, cobalt, lithium, they are in finite supply around the world. So if we can capture the stuff that we've already used that's no longer useful and use it for something else, that's a dream come true.
That's exactly right. You think about gold mining, and something we know well in New Zealand. Gold mining, 100 years ago, you were digging out of the ground half a kilogram of gold in every ton of rock that you are mining. Nowadays, you're digging out of the ground a gram of gold in a ton of rock. You imagine all that blasting, all that cyanide to recover, literally a gram of gold from a ton of materials. The carbon footprint of doing that is astronomical, and it's just going to get worse. So what we're able to do is completely shift that. You don't need to recover that gold anymore. You don't need to dig that gold out of the ground, because we're recycling it from the rubbish tip.
Do you have an opportunity for New Zealanders to take advantage of your service?
Yeah, so we do have a plant in New Zealand at the moment, and we work with a number of local partners who collect e-waste in New Zealand, and we recover the value from that. Our plant in New Zealand is not a commercial plant; we just don't have the scale in New Zealand. But we build in one in Sydney that is a full commercial scale that will be able to recover that value in a commercial way, able to make money out of other people's trash.
Good stuff. Can't wait to see how far you go. Thanks so much for your time today.
Awesome. Thanks, Jesse.
Dr. Will Barker, founder of Mint, one of the 100 most promising technology pioneers in the world this year.